and happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to the very small podcast which you are listening to with your ears, which are connected to your brain, which controls your whole body. So thank you for welcoming me into your body, and if you're not too offended by that statement, we'll carry on with the show. My name is Stuart Lambert, and every Monday morning we hope to push some positive energy into your face and head by giving you some good news and happy thoughts. It doesn't always work out that way, but we give it a go. Some people just, they can't take good news. They're just negative, rotten to the core, and there's no helping them. And to those people, I say, good luck. So last week we sent out a call for some positive messages that we can pass on to our listeners. And we had literally hundreds of thousands of entries, but we managed to whittle it down to one. It was quite easy actually, and it goes as is as. The secret to happiness is not found in seeking more, but in developing the capacity to enjoy less. It's quite nice that, isn't it? And that was sent in by Deirdre, aged 9, from Ballybug in Billybag, near Barry's Bum. And she says here, when she grows up, she would like to work in clinical administration. Good luck with that, Deirdre, and thank you so much for your letter. We live in strange times, that's for sure. On Saturday, I was supposed to go to my niece's first Holy Communion, but with restrictions, we couldn't go, which was slightly disappointing. It's nice to see family sometimes. Luckily, the Catholic Church is getting very tech-savvy these days and had a camera live-streaming the event, so I watched it online. Do I have a confession, Father? I watched it in bed whilst eating a sausage and black pudding sandwich, which, as a contrast, I know it doesn't sound great, but if you put in the right amount of ketchup into the sandwich, it counterbalances the dryness of the black pudding, so that's how you fix that problem. So it's Monday. Monday is the best day of the week to treat yourself, so here's a few ideas on what you could do today to perk yourself up a little bit. Why not? Instead of cooking tonight, get a juicy little takeaway. Make your life a little easier. How about before you leave the house today, why not look into the mirror and say to yourself out loud, "You got it all, kiddo. Stick with me and you'll do A-O-K. I love you. I've always loved you." And then slowly move your head closer and closer to the mirror until your lips are touching, and kiss yourself passionately with tongue. Really get into it. Oh yeah. And when you're finished cleaning the mirror, look into the mirror one last time. Smile at yourself and then give yourself a high five and say, yeah, just ideas. The coffee. A lot of us drink coffee to start our day, and did you know that coffee dates back to 800 AD? The story goes that an Ethiopian goat herder was out herding his goat and noticed his flock going frickin' mental, dancing around like drug-fueled sweaty ravers of the 90s, but slightly more worried. The goats had a more worried expression on their faces. They didn't know what they had taken. The shepherd found out that the goat were going crazy after grazing on a coffee shrub, which bears cherry red berries, only days after he had unfortunately executed his entire flock, believing them to be sick. Slightly bittersweet story, much like the taste of coffee. So that one wraps up very nicely. Life on Venus. Astronomers last Monday reported the detection of a chemical in the Venusian clouds, phosphine, which may be a possible sign of life on Venus. Someone related to the subject said this is a very real sign of life on other planets. Now, The potential of humans colonizing Venus is very real, and much depends on whether or not we can figure out a way in turning our own human bodies into gaseous molecules. And that brings me on to question of the week. Would you like your body to be turned into gaseous molecules and to live that way on another planet? Send your answers in the usual way. So this is episode 4, still quite new with this podcast, but I saw that people from all around the world are listening to the Very Small Podcast. Shut to your ear holes from this tiny little island of Ireland. We've had listeners from all over America, Spain, France, Japan, England, Scotland, Poland, Canada, Greece, all over the place. So thank you so much for listening. That's it for this week. Remember to like, share, subscribe. We'll see you next week. Bye.